Dakota Sports Saturday, we're doing a wrap-up on Huron Tiger Girls basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. Tiger Girls finished their season 10-11, just missed on getting to the state AA tournament after having the nice run at the end of the year. We'll talk about that coming up here, but first off, we're going to talk to Tim Budenhagen, middle school PE teacher. As everybody knows, we're doing what they call distance learning now. And coach, just kind of go through your day. I know you have a lot of kids. You're responsible for a lot of kids, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Go through a typical weekday, what you try to get across to the kids here in the so-called distance learning.
Right now, Julie King and I are in the process of getting up files and putting out workouts on Google Docs right now, and they can access those Google Docs, and they also can fill out a fitness log on what they're doing each day in order to stay active. And then we've been getting some YouTube videos. Jordan's done a couple of video workouts that we've put on our website or our Google Classroom. And then Julie and I have done a couple of workouts as well that we put on there. And the kids can access that, and then they can tell us when they're done, and they can add comments, and we can comment back, which is really nice so that we stay in contact with our students.
And really, when it gets down to it, we're all kind of on the honor system here, the way it sounds to me.
Absolutely. You know, that's the way that we monitor it, is that they get back to us and they fill out an activities log, and then they can send that back to us so that we can monitor what they're doing. And you know, it's nice to hear from the students and what workouts that they have picked out and what workouts that they have completed. So they always have questions: do farm chores work, or does, you know, helping my dad do some construction work? Absolutely, all those things are activities. So those are functional activities, and we've gotten some good questions and some good feedback and some good conversations out of the deal.
And as I said, you're basically responsible, I assume, about half of the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Approximately how many kids are you trying to reach out to at this time?
Well, right now we probably got probably about 100 to 120 per grade level that we're trying to get information out, receive back. So it is a process. It's a timely process, but it also, you know, gives us some interaction with the students right now.
And then final question on this. I would imagine you're still doing a little learning process yourself. How's this going to work? What are the kids going to respond best? And what's the best way just to get the info out there?
Absolutely. You know, Julie and I were doing a video just off the iPad and put it on slideshow, and then we tried to convert that to a classroom so that it ran smoothly. So we're trying to work out those bugs because we've never been in this position before. So it's a kind of interesting process. I'm going to be a lot smarter person for going through this. So everything, you know, you learn something every day, you learn something new every day. So just like the kids, this is a learning process for us as well.
Well, with that, now we'll change back to girls basketball here. This will be the recap of the season. Finished the year at 10-11. And while a very disappointing end there, where we did get the home game in the Sodak 16, but Roosevelt got the better of us and they got the state tournament berth, which most likely isn't going to happen, but that's beside the point. Still, you got to look at a big picture here. In 2 years, we went from 0 to 6 to 10 wins. There's a lot, you know, there's more good than bad there.
Yeah, we're climbing. I think, you know, the girls are feeling more comfortable with the things that we're putting in. They're getting more comfortable with the changes that we make from game to game. It'll be nice in a year, next year, where we have all the same girls. You know, right now we're infusing the freshmen all the time coming in, so we always got a new group coming in. Hopefully that we can have a couple of separate practices, so we can work with those girls that have been with us for a year and see how that transition works into a season. So we're very excited about where we're, you know, where we're headed, and hopefully we can take that next jump next year.
Well, this past season, he could just about split it into three different parts. Really a nice, strong start for the girls. I think something like 4-1, 3-1 to start the season. Month of January was tough, a lot of road games, and didn't have a ton of success. But then girls really started to turn around, had the nice run there, especially the end of February. So it was almost like you had to get through the doldrums, and then everybody started figuring it out once we got to February.
Yeah, once we got back from Christmas break, there was a disconnect there. We just didn't play very well. I didn't think we had the enthusiasm that we had in December to go 3-1. And, you know, that was a great start for us. And then all of a sudden, we had games that we could win, Aberdeen, Mitchell, Roosevelt. And we just didn't show up to play. We didn't play very well. We didn't shoot the ball very well. And, the girls fought, and we got through the doldrums in January, and then all of a sudden that trip out west, I think something clicked, and all of a sudden we got on a roll.
You know, and just some things were different there. For me, the highlight of the season was probably Harrisburg there. I think the next last game of the regular season, they came in ranked 5. I think they were seeded 4 or 5 at the time, only had 3 or 4 losses. And not only did we win that game, especially the last 3 quarters, we pretty much were in control of that game.
Yeah, we were. You know, offensively, defensively, everything was clicking. We were getting rebounds. I just watched it the other night. We moved the basketball, hit timely shots, and that was the key for us all year. If we shot the ball well from the three-point line, we're going to win some games. So that's going to be a high priority for us this summer, is that we need to put on the floor shooters that we know that can make shots, not take shots, but make shots. And I think that's the key for us against Roosevelt. You know, they made shots in the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter, and we didn't. But the nights that we hit shots, we were really good, and then that fed our defense.
Now, this team, you only had 2 seniors on the team, but both were definitely contributors that will be missed. We'll kind of talk about each of those girls here right now. First off, Braylee Thomas, number 5, played off the bench. It was usually about the first girl that came off the bench in the first half, and it seems like every year, any team you've ever had, there's a girl or a boy like Braylee. They just waited their turn. They really didn't get their varsity chances until their senior year, and just work to make the most of it.
Absolutely, and Braylee is a role model for, you know, all the girls in our program. Stick it out, get to your senior year, and you're going to get some time. And what you do with that time is yours. You have to make the best of it. And I thought she did that, and she does a lot of other things in practice and off the court. The leadership, taking care of other girls. Braylee's just done a nice job with her role this year, and she's going to be sorely missed because she's done a lot of things behind the scenes.
And then your other senior, Haven Hines, seems like she's been here forever, but here she is finally a senior, started playing varsity as an 8th grader, moved into the starting lineup as a freshman, been all-state, been all-conference, players like that are just going to be hard to replace.
Yeah, she is. You know, both her and Braylee are going to be hard to replace. Haven, you know, is a clutch performer. She's done a lot of things for here on Tiger basketball besides scoring points. I mean, she's the target for most teams, and when most teams pay attention to her, it opens up other girls. So it's going to be hard to replace her. It's going to be hard to replace Braylee. Just the things that they do, the work ethic, the commitment, the dedication during the summer, getting to workouts, making sure that they're working hard, making sure that others are working hard. Those things are hard to replace on any team.
You know, and I just thinking back, you know, Haven Hines was just fearless going into the lane. And when you even look at it more, when she came up there to talk following the Roosevelt game, and I look at her, I thought, there's no way she's 5'6". I think she said on the air, I'm more like about 5'3". And that just makes some of the things that she did inside, scoring, getting yourself to free throw line, made it even that much more impressive.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that she's not very tall, but you can't measure a person's heart. She's got a huge heart and a huge work ethic. And like I said, she's usually the first to practice, one of the last to leave. She's always trying to perfect her game. She wants it to be perfect. And that's why she could score. You know, like I said, she's the number one target on everybody's list, and she still was able to score 18 a game. That's pretty impressive. And the thing that's more impressive is the rebounding. You know, there's big rebounds to be had, and she was in there getting those rebounds at whatever tall she is. I list her at 5'6", but, you know, she could play 6 foot with the heart that she has.
And talking with Tim Budenhagen, head girls basketball coach for the Huron Tigers, recapping last season with a record of 10-11. With that, two seniors, that means you have a lot of girls back. You have five girls that will be back that started at least half of the season, and four returning or three returning starters, and then Heaven Ganey, Alexis Feenstra kind of split that fifth spot. Alexis in the first half of the year, Heaven in the second half of the year. So definitely some good building blocks to work with now moving forward.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of experience coming back. And then, you know, you throw in Lexi Gilbert and Brooklyn Botel played a lot, Maddie Huber, and then we sprinkled in Isabel Elwine in there. So there's a Reese Roselle. There's a lot of different girls that got some sort of varsity playing time. We have a lot of, I think we're going to have a lot of competition for spot. I think we're in a good position. Our JV team, our sophomore team, our freshman team all had winning records. So I think we're turning the corner. And then, you know, obviously competition breeds success. So hopefully that the more girls we can get in the gym, the more girls that we can have compete for positions, it's just going to make us that much better going into next year.
And that kind of led into what my next comment was going to be, the JV, the C team, that was a combined freshman sophomore, and the freshman team, which played about half a season. You put them all together, if I got the arithmetic right, those three teams combined 35-10, so you know there's talent there, but can we make the next step?
That's the key. You know, we got over the hump this year by beating a good team. Before the Harrisburg, we're beating teams that we should beat. Now, I know that we're only 10-11, and you're talking about you should beat some teams, but there are some teams that we should beat out there. And then I thought the Harrisburg, like you said, was a signature win for our program. So we got over the hump. Now we know that we can beat a good team. Now the next step is now we got to get to the state tournament. And we set ourselves up really well. That's why it was disappointing this year, because we set ourselves up to get that AC, to get that home game, to get a team that we thought that we could, you know, compete with, and we did. We just didn't hit shots down the stretch.
You know, and that's the thing now. You always talk about summer and what the work the girls and all the kids in general can put in, but this year is a little different. We really don't know when we're even going to walk in the doors of the school next, more or less, what the summer's even going to look like.
Absolutely, and that's the that's the bad thing about this you know, the coronavirus, is you just don't know. You know, it's a silent killer, and you just don't know where it's lurking. So we don't know what our summer is going to be like. We're planning on full bore everything go right now, and we're getting ready for, we have a summer schedule put together, but in hopes that we are going to be able to get together and do some things this summer. So we desperately need that, and we need to get back to some sort of normalcy, but we also got to be smart and make sure that everybody's safe.
Tim Budenhagen, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. They finished out their season with a record of 10-11. Coming up next on Dakota Sports Saturday, and this will be a weekly feature here for the time being with not a lot of sports going on. The Minnesota Twins Radio Network is come out with what they call Twins Clubhouse. It'll be a conversation with current and former players just about some of their memories and what some of their expectations are, former players, what they're doing now. Twins Clubhouse, they call it. Jake Odorizzi is the first guest. That'll be coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK.